101, The Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Dan Friedel. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. Today on the program, you will hear stories from Brian Lynn and John Russell. Brian tells us about news from Brazil, where satellite images show that trees in the Amazon rainforest are not being cut down as fast as in recent years. Then, John Russell joins us to report that UNESCO honored a special Serbian alcoholic drink made from plums. The UN Cultural Organization recently met in Morocco to discuss important traditions worth protecting. After that, Andrew Smith and Katie Weaver tell us about two violin players from Iran and Afghanistan studying music at Indiana University. Following the report, please be sure to listen to a discussion with Andrew about this week's higher education story. And finally, Ana Mateo brings us this week's words and their stories, where she tells about a unique American saying related to something we all have, skin. And now, here's Brian Lynn.
The deforestation rate in the Brazilian Amazon dropped slightly last year, new satellite data shows. The data found the rainforest lost an area covering 11,000 square kilometers in the period from August 2021 to July 2022. That was down 11% from the previous year, when more than 13,000 square kilometers were destroyed. The data was recently released by Brazil's National Institute for Space Research. The agency is part of the country's Ministry of Science. The institute uses a monitoring system that collects satellite images of the rainforest to measure deforestation rates. For a period of more than 10 years, improvements were seen in the Brazilian Amazon. Deforestation rates dropped and stayed below 10,000 square kilometers a year. But that changed in January 2019, when far-right President Jair Bolsonaro took office. Researchers and environmentalists have blamed Bolsonaro's policies for causing sharp increases in deforestation rates. Bolsonaro is set to leave office on January 1st, after recently losing re-election to former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Part of the destruction that took place under Bolsonaro will not appear until next year's report, including the important period from August to October 2022. A different federal satellite monitoring system shows deforestation rose 45% during the August to October period. But while that system provides faster results, it is not as accurate as the other methods, the Associated Press reports. Traditionally, the August to September period sees higher rates of deforestation because it is during the dry season. An examination of new data was also completed by the Climate Observatory, a collection of environmental groups. It showed that during the 4 years of Bolsonaro's leadership, deforestation rose 60% over the previous 4 years. That is the largest percentage rise under a president since satellite monitoring began in 1998. In one state, Para, deforestation dropped 21%, but it still represented one-third of all Brazil's Amazon forest loss. Part of the tree cutting and burning happens in areas that are supposed to be protected. One such area is Paru State Forest, where the nonprofit Amazon Institute of People and the Environment registered 2 square kilometers of deforestation in October alone. In recent years, deforestation has reached protected areas where previously there was almost no destruction, said Jacqueline Pereira, a researcher with the Amazon Institute. Pereira told the AP, in Paru's region, the destruction is driven by lease of land for soybean crops and cattle. Bolsonaro's administration has been blamed for weakening environmental agencies and supporting legislative measures to ease land protections in favor of economic development. Brazilian President-elect Da Silva recently promised cheering crowds at the UN climate conference in Egypt to end all deforestation across the whole country by 2030. There will be no climate security if the Amazon isn't protected, he said. The last time Da Silva was president, from 2003 to 2010, deforestation fell sharply. On the other hand, he backed measures that set in motion destruction in the long run. These included his support for the huge Belo Monte hydroelectric dam project and providing large loans to the beef industry. Cutting down forest to create feeding areas for cattle is a main driver of deforestation. The Amazon rainforest covers an area twice the size of India. It acts as a buffer against climate change by taking in large amounts of carbon dioxide. It is also the most biodiverse forest in the world, and the home of tribes that have lived in the area for thousands of years. I'm Brian Lynn.
Serbia's traditional plum brandy Šljivovica is being added to the United Nations Cultural Heritage List. UNESCO experts gathered in Morocco this week to decide on new admissions to the list. They said the social practices and knowledge related to the preparation and use of Šljivovica deserve UN recognition as an example of an important cultural tradition, Serbia's Ministry of Culture said. The ministry officially requested the recognition in 2021. The request described the whole process, from growing plums to using the brandy. It also described how widespread a tradition the alcohol is, the ministry said. Šljivovica has been made by hand in Serbia for hundreds of years, over time becoming part of its national identity, experts say. The tradition remains common in rural areas of the Balkan country, despite an increase in modern distilleries. Šljivovica is made from locally grown fruits, plums. The brandy is made and enjoyed by families and local communities. Serbs drink Šljivovica when they celebrate and mark important events. People often save their best bottles for weddings, the birth of a child, and funerals, making the Serbian traditional spirit part of everyday lives for generations. Šljivovica is also an important Serbian export and a draw for visitors. Small businesses producing Šljivovica and other fruit brandies have appeared in recent years, offering modern packaging with creative designs. For improved quality, Šljivovica is sometimes kept in oak wood containers that color the liquid to a dark brown. The brandy improves as it ages. I'm John Russell.
Mehran Fanous wanted to play the violin from the moment he first heard a recording at the age of 6. And 10-year-old
Peristu Haydarinejad
heard that the instrument was difficult to play, so she wanted a challenge. The dream of becoming a violinist has taken them from their native Afghanistan and Iran to Bloomington, Indiana. The small city in the Midwest is also home to the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University, the largest music school in the United States.
Mehran was 6 years old when he listened to his brother's recording of Zigeunerweisen for violin. Hearing that recording made Mehran want to learn Western classical music and play the instrument. Just a year later, Mehran's musical ability won him a place at the Afghanistan National Institute of Music, or ANIM. There he studied with William Harvey, who happened to be the violinist in the recording. Harvey, who studied violin under Mimi Zweig at Jacobs School of Music, is also the founder of Cultures in Harmony. The organization brings musicians from different countries together. One of its main goals is to promote international and cultural understanding through music and interaction. Even before the Taliban took control of Afghanistan's government in August of 2021, Mehran's family knew they must leave for him to follow his dream. The Taliban does not permit playing or listening to music.
With help from the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, Mehran and his mother left Afghanistan for India, where he continued online learning with Harvey. Meanwhile, his father, who sings traditional Afghan music, left Afghanistan for the U.S. in August 2021. And his brother Elham was studying piano at the Manhattan School of Music in New York City. Mehran arrived in the U.S. in December 2021 after his acceptance at Jacobs with help from Harvey and Zweig. Mehran told VOA about the experience.
Somehow, I just felt when I came to the United States, like I was really happy. Like when I was in the classroom, I was enjoying my every moment. When I sit in the classroom, I really feel happy.
Mehran said he practices violin about 5 or 6 hours a day. 3 hours in the morning between classes, and another 3 hours at night. He wants to be able to perform the most famous pieces, such as Tchaikovsky's Concerto for Violin. His teacher, Zweig, observed that Mehran has talent and works hard.
He's so smart and so gifted, and he's practicing all the time.
When asked about the way people view Afghanistan, Mehran said,
"People judge Afghanistan based on Taliban sometimes, which is really like not good. So a good example that I can give right now is I was in Afghanistan, and if it wasn't from Afghanistan, I could never start music. Like, there was a music school, at least in Afghanistan."
Heydarinejad goes by the name Peristu. Growing up, she listened to both Persian and Western music. Her father played sitar, a traditional Persian instrument, and her older sister was learning to play piano. Having heard that the violin is a difficult instrument to play, she chose it. "I wanted to challenge myself," she said. Peristu's family moved often, so she did not receive methodical training until the age of 17. At that time, she traveled every week to Iran's capital city of Tehran to take lessons. A year later, she was accepted into the University of Tehran. She said it was the beginning of her journey to be a violinist. Like Mehran, Peristu recognized that to be a classical violinist, she would need to find training in a Western country. She is now a second-year master's student in historical performance and Baroque violin at the Jacobs School of Music. The Baroque period in classical music dates from about 1600 to 1750.
What makes this genre of music very special and interesting to me is that even if I listen to or play the same piece many times, there are still new things to discover.
She said that while her music education in the U.S. is close to what she received in Iran, in the U.S. there are many more music festivals and competitions for performers. It took Peristu some time to feel more comfortable with speaking English. During this period, she discovered something she liked very much about U.S. culture.
"I was very surprised by how much people were supportive and patient with me. They were listening so carefully without interrupting or correcting me and trying to understand what I was trying to say."
It also helps that there is a Persian community in Bloomington, Indiana.
"We usually celebrate important Persian events such as the New Year together. I also have incredible non-Persian friends at the school that I spend most of my free time with."
Peristu aims to continue her study for a doctorate in Baroque violin performance, and she hopes to teach Baroque music and historical performance in Iran someday. For now, Mehran and Peristu are bringing music and cultures together in the small college town. I'm Andrew Smith.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to the Learning English broadcast. We are joined on the program now by Andrew Smith. You just heard Andrew's story about the two young musicians from Indiana University. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thanks, Dan. I'm glad to be here.
Andrew, thanks for telling us about the music students from Iran and Afghanistan. Indiana is a long way from Afghanistan, and Bloomington is very different from Kabul. Why do you think Mehran felt good about going to school there?
Well, not only did he know that he would receive high-quality training in violin, but he already had a connection to his current teacher, Mimi Zweig. That's because she had taught Harvey, who also taught Mehran. And Zweig and Harvey, they helped guide Mehran through his application process to come study at Indiana. So there is a line which connects Zweig, Harvey, and Mehran. Zweig herself is famous for her teaching and string academy at Indiana University, where she has trained thousands of violinists, including one of Peristu's current teachers.
Thanks, Andrew. It is important to be comfortable in a new place. Let's talk about Peristu now. You mentioned she is studying Baroque violin. Who is the most famous composer from that time period? And is there anything different about a violin from that time and one made today?
So the most famous composer from the Baroque period is Johann Sebastian Bach. He wrote a huge amount of music. He was born in 1685 and died in 1750. The main difference between a Baroque violin and a modern violin is the strings. The modern violin uses metal strings made of steel, but the Baroque violin uses gut, which comes from an animal. This gives the Baroque violin a different sound, a little bit of a softer sound, and the style of Baroque playing is a little bit different than the style of modern playing.
Wow, Andrew, I had no idea that violins made today are so different. Thanks for sharing this story with me and our listeners.
You're welcome, Dan. Glad to help.
And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. On this program, we explore words and expressions in the English language. We give examples and notes on usage. Today, we talk about the largest organ of the human body, our skin. As our protective outer layer, our skin can certainly gather many cuts and wounds. In English, we have many skin expressions. I wrote about some of them in an earlier Words and Their Stories. In that story, I talk about expressions like thick-skinned people, people who take criticism well. And if you are comfortable in your own skin, you are happy with who you are. But today, we talk about skin expressions that relate to having personal involvement in a certain situation. If you have skin in the game, you are invested or involved in something directly. You have something at stake. In other words, you risk losing or gaining something. Usually, it is something financial. To have skin in the game means you have an active interest in the success of something. If it fails, it affects you in some way. For example, workers who have stock in their company have skin in the game. So they may work harder to make it successful. You can also use this expression in the negative form. If you have no skin in the game, you have nothing at stake and nothing to lose. Having no skin in the game means you have no personal investment or risk in some goal, project, or situation. Again, we commonly use this expression when talking about business and finance. But not always. For example, let's say I try to give advice to a friend about her dating situation. But she just does not want to listen to my advice. I can tell her that when it comes to her relationships, I have no skin in the game. It doesn't affect me personally. I just don't want to see her get hurt again. We have another skin expression that is close in meaning. If something is no skin off your back, it does not affect you. It is of no interest or concern to you. Let's hear this one used between two friends.
Hey, do you think I could borrow your lawnmower this weekend? My grass is getting really long.
Of course. You can pick it up anytime.
I promise I'll return it Sunday night. I know people are funny about loaning their tools out to others.
Not me, especially my lawnmower. I have two, so really, it's no skin off my back. Keep it as long as you need it.
Thanks.
You might sometimes hear the expression said this way, it's no skin off my nose. Whether the skin is on your back or nose, the expression means the same thing. And that's all the time we have for this Words in Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.
That's Anna Mateo, and I'm Dan Friedel. You're listening to the Learning English broadcast. I'll be back in a moment, but first, my colleague Ashley Thompson is here with some more information about a new program from Learning English.
VOA Learning English has launched a new program for children. It is called Let's Learn English with Anna. The new course aims to teach children American English through asking and answering questions and experiencing fun situations. For more information, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.
Thank you, Ashley. And that's the Learning English broadcast for today. Thank you for listening. On today's broadcast, you heard from Brian Lynn about images taken from space showing that trees from the Amazon rainforest are not being cut down as fast as they were in the past. You also heard from John Russell, who talked about a special alcoholic drink made from plums that was recently honored by UNESCO. Then, Andrew Smith and Katie Weaver told us about two music students from Iran and Afghanistan studying violin at Indiana University. And to close the program, you heard from Anna Mateo, who told us about an American saying related to the largest organ in the body, skin. For more learning opportunities, please visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. We will be back tomorrow with more stories from around the world. I'm Dan Friedel.